I remember on my ordination 2013, so 9 years ago, my brother was the reader for the second reading today, and he read it in Vietnamese. And the letter of St. Paul to St. Timothy in Vietnamese begin with the words, "My dear child," right? A very intimate word. Paul, at this time, when he was writing to St. Timothy, was imprisoned in chain, about to meet his death. An elderly man who had worked so much for the gospel, almost gotten beaten to death, and he'd gone through a lot of trials for the sake of the gospel. A man who was tired. A man who underwent a lot of trials and hardship, a lot of persecution. Yet he told his young disciple, the one that he called his own child, the one that he bore through the labor of the gospel, the one that now received the good news and are called to preach the good news. And he told Timothy, "I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." I remember when I was in seminary, my first rector told me, he's now Bishop Duca of Baton Rouge, and he told us, at that time, Monsignor Duca told us, "It's easy, gentlemen, to begin well, but it's hard to finish well," right? It's easy for us to be Catholics when things go right, but it's so hard to persevere until the end. And I think this message is personal to me because I'm the only one left in my ordination class. So it's not always easy to follow what God is asking of us, right? But it's important that we persevere and finish and keep the faith. The entrance antiphon today said very clearly, the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, even though they were different, were united in that same bond of the love of Christ. Huh? If you and I think that we don't like people in the church, imagine Peter and Paul. If you read the letter of St. Paul, St. Paul called St. Peter a coward at times. They didn't like each other at times. They were totally uniquely different from each other, but they were founded, or they were united or bonded together because they love Christ. And this is what the church is about. Like, oftentimes we think we have to agree on everything. We have to like each other. No. Man, if Peter and Paul, the foundation of the church, didn't like each other, think about that. That gives us a lot of hope, right? That we don't have to like each other to love each other in Christ. But what bonded them together, what made them into friends of God, as we have heard in the entrance antiphon, is that they were willing to drink the chalice or the cup of Christ, to participate in his sufferings, to carry the cross, to go through the passion in order to seek the resurrection. They were willing to become more Christ-like in accepting his will for them. Then they became friends of God. They chose to love each other through Christ. And today we hear St. Peter professing or holding the key, the profession of faith that St. Peter had. And Christ didn't ask him, "Who do people say that I am?" Christ didn't care about the gossip of other people. He cared about our own individual profession. In the day and age where I am saddened by how many of us have become the grand inquisitor of trying to judge other people how Catholic they are. Christ didn't ask you or me to say, "Who do people say that I am?" or "How good they are in my eyes." Christ looked at us, individual responsibility and conscience, and asked us, "Who do you say that I am?" And what are you willing to do in order to follow me? At the end of the day, we spend so much time trying to make ourselves feel good about how better of a Catholic we are than others, but not willing to bear the cross that he had for us. Peter is Peter, or the rock. And upon this rock, Christ had built his church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Today, I think much about the Holy Father. So much attacked against him. An 85-year-old man having to suffer so much attack. And of course, people call him weak. People called him coward. People called him the Antichrist. People called him a lot of things. An 85-year-old man. He's our Holy Father. And of course, I don't agree with everything that he had done. But imagine an 85-year-old man. When we're young, we try our best to defend the faith with invigoration. But I see people get older. They tend to be on the path of reconciliation, trying to reconcile, trying to make peace. So imagine a Holy Father, our Father here, the Vicar of Christ here, trying to reconcile all the differences that we, as members of the church, have against one another. He's trying to make peace here. And of course, for better or worse, in all his humanity, he's trying to do what he thinks to reconcile, to make peace. But a lot of people call him different names. And I cannot even imagine what he's going through at this moment. But on the solemnity of St. Peter and Paul, pray for our Holy Father. Love him. If Peter was imperfect, so will his successors continue to be imperfect, right? Love the one who's here with us and pray for him so that on the profession that Christ is the true living Son of God, the gate of the netherworld will never prevail. So today, love the church, be faithful, and know that we are all called to keep the faith until the very end.